It's the 16th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford Borough councillor voiced her concerns about the planning permission process at a full council meeting last Wednesday. Harper Ward councillor Zara Lane labelled the system as a mockery after the Bedford Winter Wonderland event took place for the second time without the proper planning permits. For the 2023 festive season, Winter Wonderland took place at Bedford Park with some opposition from local residents. Mayor Tom Wootton responded by saying, "We will be reviewing where Winter Wonderland goes next time and what we should do. We will endeavour to learn from this and get back to you with answers." Miss Lane concluded, "If residents are being asked to contribute to applications to give feedback to the council, they have to know that their comments are going to feed into actual decisions, not into reflection afterwards." Over 3,000 tonnes of 6mm crushed salt has been stored by Bedford Borough Council ready for use. Portfolio holder for Highways Councillor Jim Weir said, "Our gritting crew's efforts are crucial in ensuring the safety of our roads and keeping traffic flowing during the winter months." There were more fully trained general practitioners across Bedfordshire a year ago than there are now, despite a recruitment promise by the government, according to data provided by NHS Digital. The British Medical Association Deputy Chair Dr. Julius Parker said the sector was in the midst of a GP workforce crisis, having to do more work with fewer resources, leaving patients frustrated that they cannot access the care they need. The trade union blamed the government for taking a cheaper route by hiring non-GP staff. 10-month-old Tommy the cat climbed a 40-foot tree in Kempston and couldn't get down. The unlucky black cat spent 24 hours there until the RSPCA contacted Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue. As soon as Tommy was liberated, he was returned home and immediately fell asleep. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.